Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were speculating that one of the torments a person will experience in hell is to realize they had many opportunities during their lifetime to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Remember in the days of Noah preached for 120 years, and God was long-suffering. I mean, he could cut them off immediately. They were had the opportunity to be saved. They were warned. They were truly warned, and they still wouldn't go along with it. They didn't want God's way of salvation. They said, I'm all right. That's not going to happen. But they were warned, and it happened. Did it not? Oh, yes, it did. It happened. And so, the flood came. So, in the days of Noah, that's what happened. I wonder if that would be one of the torments of hell. I mean, listen to Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, that is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. The devil and his angels are not the ones who torment in hell. Hell, according to Jesus in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, was created for the devil and his angels. It wasn't a retirement community to sit back and relax. Oh, no. It torments those super spirits. They pled with Jesus at the Gadarene man when he was there and was. Had the man at Gadarene was filled with a legion of these devils. And they pled with Jesus before he was getting ready to cast them out. Not to send them there before the time. They didn't want to go to hell. They believed in hell very strongly. They knew that there were others that were already chained there from the days of Noah. Other devils, other spirits. I don't know. You know, they're spirits. Those fallen angels, those demons, those devils are spirits. But somehow I think God puts some kind of a body that they can't escape and won't cease to exist, and they're chained in hell. And they're there for all eternity. So they're tormented there. And so, understand, it's not devils tormenting you in hell. They're the one. Get tormented. And those who die without Christ and are tormented in that same place. Remember the rich man? Father Abraham, I'm tormented in this flame. And those devils at the Gadarene man said, send us into the swine. We'd rather go inside a swine rather than to go to that place. And he said in verse 11 there again, of Revelation 14:10 and following, he says, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image. Whosoever receiveth the mark of his name, even the tribulation people are without excuse, because it's written in the eternal word of God, and it's been preached So they're without excuse, since there is still an opportunity for them to get saved. And they have rejected to do it. The ark was a preparing, wherein, and I'm just having a hard time with this, thinking of people that just so reject. The ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved. Think of the millions of people on the earth at that time. Only eight souls were saved by water, because they were in the ark of safety. And to be saved from this coming, we need to be in the ark of safety, which is Jesus Christ. This life was their chance to not have to go to hell, where the devil and his angels are. And they passed it up for the world. And so he says in verse 21 there, of that same chapter, he says, "And the like figure, whereunto even baptism, doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Knowing my sin, how could I have a good conscience? Because I can say, oh yes, but Jesus paid it all, and I've given myself to him, and he saved me. And so verse 22 says, "Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God." Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him, that is, unto Christ, in his humanity. Again, that's from 1 Peter chapter 3. He obtained all of that. And by the way, we shall be judged also, as seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Now, I want to go back to chapter 2 and let you see one other thing, but I think we'll do this in the next broadcast. Right now, I want to talk to Christians first. Christians, some of you have sin in your life. You've been listening over the last several days here to this particular portion. And it's hard. I know it's hard. I know there are people out there that they've listened, they're angry. But it's the truth of God, and in his love, he wants to forgive. He wants to cleanse. You might be angry about the things that your flesh wants to do, and now that's just made it where every time I do it now, I'm going to feel guilty. And you should. It's sin. If I can't feel good about myself, I don't even want to listen. You don't need to feel good about yourself. You need to feel good about the Lord and that he'll forgive. We're not trying to bring you to good feelings. We're trying to bring you to righteousness, true holiness with the Lord. And by the way, you get those things straightened out in life, you'll feel a lot better about that than you do about your present life, especially when you think of it standing, if you're saved, at the judgment seat of Christ, and all of those things being revealed, because they will be. And my friend, as a Christian, make things right. If you've been in sin with people, whether it's drinking, whether it's a sexual sin, whether it was lying, stealing, different other things, part of a gossip group, part of a group that's trying to destroy another Christian or another church or another pastor or another whoever, busybodies, realize this is wrong. Tell the people you were in it with, hey, this is wrong. We were wrong. We were all wrong. But I'm making a decision, I'm parting from that. I hope you will too. But I want you to know, I'm wrong and you're wrong. Let's get it right with God. And most of them won't do it. They'll try to justify it. But on the other hand, maybe there's somebody who's with adultery in and just need to call them and just say, hey, I was wrong. I'm saved, and let me show you how God saved me, and he forgave me of all that. It was wrong. I've not had peace about it. It's not one of the thoughts of my life. I go back with favor and thinking, wow, what a pleasure that was. No, that is evil. It's the most vile thing, the worst memory a person could have. And then tell them, Jesus saved me. He made a difference in my life. And I want you to have that and just tell them the way, or him or her, whoever it is, the way of salvation. On the other hand, it may be someone who just, you did things that were wrong. You drank together, you did other things together. Just say, hey, I got saved. Maybe you got family you need to get right with, spouse you need to get right with. You've sinned against them. Get right with them. Ask them for forgiveness. I mean, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to know now, I really want your forgiveness. If you don't ever forgive me, I'll understand. I'll be hurt the rest of my life by that, and I'll know it was my own hand that caused that hurt and brought on the anger and the rejection. But I want to make it right and tell them. Have a prayer with them before you tell them. Can we pray together first? Just saying, Lord, what I had to tell them is going to hurt. And I still hurt because it was me. And just tell them and get it right. And they may be hurt, greatly hurt. But you just go out of your way to show even more love for that person and more care and whatever you can do for them as Christ would lead. Stay in the book. Stay in the book. Stay in the book. You know, if you don't get up and have time with the Lord each day in his word and in prayer, if you don't schedule that, I always say schedule your time to read the Bible and pray. Because if you fail to schedule it, you'll schedule yourself to fail. And your very help comes from the Lord. It comes from his word. Reading the word, asking the Holy Spirit to teach it to you, to help you to understand it so you can help others. And that it would meet the needs that you have spiritually. So let me encourage you, if you don't have that, that you just, even right now while I'm talking, say, Lord, I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to keep my word to you, Lord. I want to be faithful. I want to obey your commandments. Help me to know your commandments and walk by them. I'm not talking about just 10 commandments. That's what people usually think. What about something like not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together? What about studying to show thyself approved unto God? What about all these other things that are in there? Pray and without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, Christ Jesus, concerning you. Begin to pray.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.